Hello?
Customer support returning a phone call.
Yeah, I just want to know what the shipping charge is for this thing I got on my email about a free Keurig coffee maker.
Okay, Walmart. Can I get your zip code?
95648.
And your first and last name?
John Papanicholas.
Can you spell your last name?
P as in Paul, A, P as in Paul, A, N, I, C, O, L, A, S.
And how about your email?
J Pap, spelled P as in Paul, A P as in Paul, 37@att.net.
J P A P. I'm not finding you in our system. The charges, how much were the charges for?
What are you talking about? I'm asking you what the charges are going to be. I'm calling you about this Keurig coffee maker. And this is the phone number that you had on the email that I got. And all I wanted to know is how much it was going to cost me for shipping, because I filled out a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that I qualified for a free Keurig coffee maker. All I had to do was pay for shipping, but I want to find out what it is before I...
Okay, so what is going to happen is that's going to give you it's a sweepstakes entry. It's a chance to win it, and in 2 days, they're going to automatically put you into a monthly subscription where they're going to keep charging you every month, like $70 for more entries.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness.
Nope.
I'm not committing to this. Whatever I gave you, just please delete it, okay?
Yes,
I can't afford that kind of craziness.
Yes, sir. I completely understand.
Put yourself in my place. Okay. I just lost my wife, and I got a lot
of
financial situations going on. So.
Well, then you definitely don't want to do that then, because it's definitely going to...
Yeah, well, thanks for looking out for me. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You have
Merry
a wonderful
Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.